As we all remember, the federal government brought down its pre-election budget on May 3, just 11 days ago. It seems like longer. In that budget, there was a $1.4 million funding cut to community radio and a near $20 million cut to the ABC. Yet, in acknowledgement of significant financial pressure on commercial broadcasters, the government reduced the commercial licensing fees by 25%. All told, funding for arts, culture and broadcasting is down by about $100 million. Today I'm speaking with John Bissett, CEO of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, the CBAA, about their budget analysis. I started by asking him to translate that $1.4 million cut into jobs, resources that the sector will lose.
The reduction in funding commences from the 1st of July. We're at the moment working out what that actually means, but essentially a loss of 40% of funding is very much likely to mean the loss of services on air. And community radio services, you know, play an extremely important role in providing a voice for communities that aren't adequately serviced by other broadcasting sectors, you know, including Indigenous Australians, ethnic communities, religious communities. There's, of course, the Radio Reading Network for people with a print disability, provide lots of music, arts and cultural services, and, of course, youth and seniors communities, and not to forget gay and lesbian communities as well. So community radio is extremely important. The loss of 40% of our, or a significant percentage of our funding, is going to mean the potential loss of some of those services.
So what's the total amount of government funding to community broadcasters, so we get an idea of what percentage that $1.4 million is?
The $1.4 million is part of just over $3.5 million funding for digital radio services. There is other funding for community radio, but the money we're talking about is specifically for community digital radio services.
Sure, so they've cut about half.
Look, about 40% of the funding that keeps those services on air.
Look, and why should governments fund community digital radio in that way?
Digital radio is a relatively new platform. It's started about 5 years ago with community radio's involvement. And part of the challenge for the community radio sector is we share transmission facilities with the commercial radio sector. So whereas in the past we managed to do everything much more cheaply than, say, commercial radio does, community radio is now forced with having to be part of digital radio at probably an increased cost than we would have otherwise had to pay. I will say, though, that it's vitally important the future of free-to-air broadcasting is digital radio, and the sector needs to secure its place on that digital radio platform. And community radio stations can't afford to get left behind. We need to be standing side by side with commercial broadcasters and the ABC and SBS.
Can I just get a clarification there? The digital platform we share with the commercial broadcasters?
That is correct.
That's right. I'd just like to follow up on that then. Didn't the government just reduce the commercial broadcasters' licensing fees?
Yeah, community radio, I suppose, were essentially disappointed that a drop from the existing levels of funding support comes within a budget where commercial television and radio broadcasters will benefit from an immediate licence fee reduction of about 25%, and with more reductions under consideration. And from our perspective, and quite correctly, commercial broadcasters pay government a fee for the private use of the public resource, that being the radio frequency spectrum, for their own gain. So a fee reduction, the government sacrificed revenue and assisting the commercial services. And then I suppose at the same time, the government is reducing support for the not-for-profit community broadcasters where we operate, you know, for public good.
Did any of those fees go into subsidise community radio or community digital radio in any way, or are they sort of a separate revenue stream for the government?
Yeah, look, they're a separate stream. And for the government, a reduction in licence fees is a reduction in revenue, and for us it's a reduction in expenditure.
The government sort of said that the reason they dropped those fees was because there are increasing financial pressures on the commercial broadcasters. Would CBAA say that there are also increasing financial pressures on the community sector as well?
Look, definitely. I mean, we operate in the same ecosystem, the same media environment as the commercial broadcasters, so there's certainly increasing costs for community broadcasters as well.
I was just wondering how these cuts will impact on the future of community radio.
Sure. The loss of $1.4 million per annum puts all community digital radio services at risk. Essentially, that money contributes to the infrastructure and the transmission of community digital radio services in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide, including 4ZZZ's digital radio service.
Do you see this as part of a broader trend in the priorities of governments from either side of politics, or are these cuts more indicative of the recent Abbott-Turnbull governments?
Look, I think that's a very good question, and I'm not sure I have a definite answer. Certainly there, the government is saying they're increasing economic pressures. What I think is important is the government needs to and has always valued community radio. And for over 40 years, Australian governments of all persuasions have been committed to community radio, standing alongside commercial and national radio services on free-to-air broadcasting platforms. And today we really see that position under threat. We've been working closely with the government over the last 6 months to address the issue and ensure the future of the sector. And I suppose we're extremely disappointed and we'll be pursuing the issue further with the minister, with the government. And now during the election campaign, we'll be certainly applying pressure to candidates.
Finally, what can we as 4ZZZ, the broadcaster, and our listeners, what can we do to help you guys in your campaign and hopefully help roll back these funding cuts?
And we're calling on everyone who cares about community radio to support the campaign by going to our campaign website, keepcommunityradio.org.au, and signing the petition. At this stage, we have closing in on 25,000 supporters who have signed in less than a week, and we'll be continuing to apply pressure and continue to grow the number of people that are supporting us, and we'll be delivering that petition to candidates and in marginal seats as well as to the government and the opposition in the next short period of time during this election campaign. I think what's going to be vitally important during this campaign is for candidates, particularly those in marginal seats, to understand that the community really cares about community radio.
That was John Bissett from the CBAA ending that report. For more information about the budget cuts and what else you can do to support community radio, go to www.cbaa.org.au and of course visit 4ZZZ's website.